What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here. You know, managing editor of Fightful Select, Fightful Wrestling. I want to thank you guys. I told you guys I was going to give you a little bit of a bonus show. I'll explain to you why I didn't do the live show Thursday night after AEW, but I can't explain it to you completely. I had scheduled a day off, and I don't make it a secret. I like to work. I love to work. And if I have a day off, I usually schedule it a couple months ahead. And I had a big project plan that unraveled in hilarious fashion. And one day, I will explain to you guys what that was, because there were just so many. I couldn't even be mad. It would have been a very cool project, and hopefully I can still make it happen someday. But it was going to be a very cool, big project that nobody has done before in wrestling media. But it unraveled, and I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But you're not missing out on anything by it not happening. But that's why I had last night off, and I had already scheduled Warren Hayes to do the post show. Now, I got to say, I can't tell you how happy I am with Warren Hayes. This is a guy, I don't let people fill in for me much. I just don't miss work. And he drew great numbers for a stream that we did not advertise, and he can hold a podcast on his own, and that's good for me. That's good for you guys. I can pass along any inside info that I need to give him if I'm ever at an event and I need somebody to fill in. Mr. Warren Hayes is more than capable of doing so. And like I said, you won't miss out on any inside info because I'll pass it along to him. But I want to thank you guys. I know that other places that I've been, when people have filled in for me or I've filled in for other people, they didn't take too kindly to it. And Mr. Warren Hayes is very much a face of Fightful. So I wanted to thank you guys a lot for tuning in and supporting Warren and supporting Fightful, because he does awesome work. Now let's talk about AEW. I made a quick appearance on the stream and talked about like what I thought of some of the signings, what I thought of some of the happenings there. And I'm going to try, if I can remember, to kind of break everything down as far as who got signed, who was there, all that good stuff. I've been sent some great shots by AEW's PR. You had MJF coming out. I really enjoy MJF outside of him as a human, because he is a trash fire human. But I like the thing they're doing with him and Conrad. Conrad Thompson, who we have an interview up with, is a beloved member of the wrestling community now. He does a lot of great stuff. I think the biggest game changer on this roster was Sonny Kiss. And if you guys don't know who Sonny Kiss is, he is Exolicious from Lucha Underground. And I didn't make it a secret. I said that this company very badly needed to diversify. And I had some people pull the, oh, who cares what color? Well, I care what color they are when they only have one race there and one representation there. It becomes a very bland thing when you have everybody who looks the same on a show. Nobody looks like Sonny Kiss. And I love this character. It is like an independent, I don't want to say less experienced, an independent Velveteen Dream. Sonny Kiss looks different. He walks different. He bumps different. He moves different. He wrestles different. He punches different. Everything is different. Talks different. His approach is different. Everything is different about Sonny Kiss. This isn't a person who got hired just because the AEW roster needed to diversify. They got Sonny Kiss because they needed Sonny Kiss. They needed someone like Sonny Kiss who could, and there isn't anybody like Sonny Kiss. Dream is the closest thing I can draw. And it's not because of the mannerisms, it's because of how different they are at everything it is that they do. This is a great signing. If you all watched or listened to the Weekender podcast that I would do before Steven Jensen took over, when Lucha Underground was still going on, Exolicious was one of my favorite things about that show. Really, Exolicious was the highlight of that show. And them getting Sonny Kiss is such a fantastic move. A-plus move. Cody came up and talked and gave a bit of a rah-rah speech and introduced Sammy Guevara in the ring. I think that Sammy is a good person to have. Also, he brings the AAA connection with him. He's very smart about digital and is very representative of this new generation, of a younger generation, the early 20-year-olds. So he's a solid signing. Hangman Page came out. He was interrupted by a Pac video promo. That match is confirmed for Double or Nothing, and that is one hell of a match. That's a good one to have on the show, and you got to stack this show because some of the matches aren't going to be headliners. Some of these matches, a lot of these people are going to see for the first time. So Hangman Page set up that. You had the Young Bucks come out, and they brought out best friends. That is Chucky T and Trent Beretta. Trent Beretta, who New Japan was not very happy about leaving because they were going to give him a big push, but they came out in their Scott Hall denim outfits. If they were able to acquire Chucky T's Twitter game and all this, that's great. Now, Dave Meltzer kind of spoiled this a couple days ago, but this is good. This is a couple of guys who can work individually. They can work as a tag team. They were followed by the Lucha Brothers. Now, already in a tag team division, you have Young Bucks, you have SCU, you have the Lucha Brothers on at least a part-time basis, and you have Best Friends. That's four teams. Then you can have a number of people from AAA and have a team AAA. You can have an OWE and have a team OWE. So you've already got six teams. And I spoke about the diversity that is important on a roster like this when you're starting up. You have a team from Mexico. You're going to have a team based out of China. You're going to have teams based out of America. That's good. That's important. You get more than one styles. When I say diversity, I don't mean necessarily just race or sexual orientation or gender or anything like that. I'm talking about wrestling styles. You're getting a diverse amount of wrestling or kind of wrestling styles that are important in today's landscape. If you have one style, might not go so great. You got to have a little something for everybody. The Lucha Brothers attacked Young Bucks, so we're going to have that match. Quite frankly, I thought that should have been the match to begin with at All In. But hey, it's good that they saved it for this because that's a big match too. Brandi Rhodes came out. Man, can she talk. She is just really good in this role. And she brings out Kylie Rae. Excellent addition to that roster. Kylie Rae just fits, man. Just fits. And right now, we're going to talk about the people that they have, not the people that they don't. I can do that on another podcast, but Kylie Rae is a good fit, had great command of the crowd. Now, this brought out Nyla Rose. One of the things that AEW didn't do that I thought was good, they didn't tell you Nyla Rose was transgender. They didn't tell you that Sunny Kiss was gay. They didn't tell you any of this stuff. Why? Because it doesn't matter. But That does play into the diversity. They are doing things already that a lot of other wrestling companies don't necessarily do. Nyla Rose has some work, but man, can she do some incredible things. And in the ring, I think she can be what WWE desperately wanted Nia Jax to be and probably never will be. Kylie Rae and Nyla Rose, that's your rumored matchup for Double or Nothing, and it's a damn good one. They also announced that they are working with some Japanese promotions too, and that's a good move for when you're going to have roughly 30 people on a roster, at least according to what they say, then it's good. You need these working partnerships so people can come in and come out. Aja Kong is a person who maybe you saw in like 1995, WWF, that's cool. Yuka Sakazaki, that's a good one. Announced for Double or Nothing, not announced as signed, but another couple of good names to bring in and out. Also, of course, you have Penelope Ford, Britt Baker, and the aforementioned Brandy. Very good stuff there. The partnership with AAA was announced. That's a good move. It can be a good move, considering the fact that New Japan Pro Wrestling and Ring of Honor work with CMLL. Why shouldn't, and they're not going to work with All Elite Wrestling, why not work with AAA? I like that. Also, the OWE partnership is good. You have Shima out there. Shima, who's been put over big time, and God, is he going to age? I don't think so. But you're going to have OWE, a team OWE led by Shima, taking on SCU at Double or Nothing. This was good. The smile on Shima's face was awesome. Another great addition to this roster. Really, so far, they have come up aces right here. Also, Kenny Omega announced, no big surprise there. We kind of expected him. Well, this brings out Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho slaps Kenny Omega. They get into a brawl. That's your Double or Nothing main event, I would imagine. And that's a hell of one, too. You know they can deliver. You know they're going to give you something awesome because they have before. And now you've got people in a new company that other people never... Nobody thought that Kenny Omega, WWE or New Japan. How about something else? How about something completely different? Chris Jericho never planned on wrestling outside of WWE. Well, now he's in All Elite Wrestling. They are off to a really good start. And you guys know me. I'm not going to cheerlead this shit. That's not who I am. That's not what I do. I'm going to talk about this stuff objectively. If I think a signing isn't good, I'll straight up say, man, I don't know what they see in these people. And right now, there isn't one person on this roster that can say that about. I can tell you that I'm not the biggest fan of Pentagon's work. I'm not as over the moon about Jimmy Havoc as a lot of people. But man, are they valuable. They are very valuable to certain markets and what they can attract and what they can do. And that's good. All Elite Wrestling did a lot of really good things. They did diversify. They did diversify based on gender, orientation, race, in-ring style, geographical location. A lot of positive things happening with All Elite Wrestling. As I look, they have about 26 roster members announced. They said they were going to have about 30. Now, 28 if you include Sakazaki and Kong. But I want to know what you guys think. And hey, if you all want me to start doing some more shows randomly throughout the week like this, audio only, I am more than open to doing so. You guys have supported us greatly on Fightful Select. We are doing much better than I thought that we would ever do for this service. Because Fightful started as a free site, and I was like, man, what can we give these people that they'll want to pay for? And then I found a bunch of stuff. And I was able to hire other people as a result. Like, you guys are helping create jobs and helping fulfill dreams of people who want to cover this stuff and that I feel are capable of covering stuff. So thank you so much. I would love to get this Fightful Select service to like some incredible stratosphere where we can do even more special things. And I'm going to keep giving you guys everything I got. So what do you guys want to see? That's what I want to know. If you all want to hear me do audio a little more often throughout the week, I am more than happy to do that. But those are my thoughts on the AEW stuff. We'll talk about more of it next Wednesday on Listen Your Boy, I'm sure. But thank you guys. Until next time, we're out.